Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Some guy walks up to me in the middle of Munich. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show."
Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?
No.
With guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I don't want to be controversial, but almost the worst thing that could happen for the 49ers right now is Brock Purdy takes them to a Super Bowl.
Throws down the sideline, wide open, George Kittle, touchdown!
Earlier on the show, Rams head coach Sean McVay. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Happy Friday, everybody. Susie Schuster in for my husband, Rich Eisen, in Cleveland for a little football game. I don't know if you know about those things, TJ Jefferson. A little football game on Saturday, NFL Network football.
Football. It's where two teams try to get in the...
Yeah, it's an international sport. I think the final is on
oblong ball made of pigskin through a vertical.
Yeah. Okay. It pays for all of our livings. It's great.
This is true.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Roku channel, 844-204-RICH, wherever you take in your Rich Eisen show. Subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, @Rich Eisen Show. Don't bother following me because I'm not there. Because I'm a hothead, and Rich is like, you are nowhere near Twitter. It's probably a good idea, right, Mike Del Tufo? You've known me for 25 years.
Yes.
You know I have no business being on Twitter.
No,
not a good idea, right?
You would be
a hot mess.
Right now, you would not want
to
be on
Twitter. Oh, wow. Last night was kind of a poop show on Twitter.
Yeah, he died.
Musk was banning journalists. Keith Olbermann got suspended.
Because
people were... He claimed...
For a mustache or for a facial hair?
Musk claims that doxing his information, but, you know, flight records are protected by the First Amendment, so it's not a really big deal. You should be able to post that, but whatever.
I think when you start banning the journalists, I think we've seen this marching beat before, don't you think? I mean, hello?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when they banned 2Jiggy, that was when it was officially time to get off the Twitter train. How you going to ban me, of all people? The social media grandmaster without social media. I mean,
TJ.
I don't know. TJ, exactly. So the second that happened, Suze, it was all downhill.
Yeah. I'm not going to join just so I can go on there and spout a lot of holy hell at him. So it's probably a good idea for me to stay dormant in my Twitter sphere.
Yeah. If I get back on, though, I'm probably just going to be worse than I was before. So it's probably best that they kick me. I was even bad before. I guess I shouldn't even say worse than I was before because I didn't do anything.
These are the end of days. So let's just go out in a blaze of glory.
Right.
This seems like a great time to welcome Rich Eisen show into his own show. Hey, Rich Eisen joining his own show. And we're talking end of days.
End of days is coming.
How much worse can you be? What are you going to do? Are you going to take your phone and shoot video off of smaller television sets? Is that what you're going to do?
I did nothing.
Well done, Rich.
Well, I mean, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. What you were doing is you were shooting video off of televisions of other people's content.
I was screenshotting
something online.
What's
going on? I'm pacing already.
We've had three mimosas. We're really having a great show.
Oh,
has it been in the last hour and a half? Do you miss us?
It's been revealed that football paid for the mimosas. So
that's right.
Thank you.
Yes, salute. We've had Marshall Falk call in. He does not eat in airports. We understand that. Now we've gotten to the basics of this. I explained to him that we have a Twizzler situation in our household. And
Brockman
so
and I love combos.
This is the content that you missed, Rich.
We're watching Tiger and Charlie. The PNC's going on right now. We got Tiger and Charlie. We're locked in.
Roku is thrilled. We just had a great conversation about Brock Purdy, about Christian McCaffrey, about Baker Mayfield and Matthew Stafford. Rich, if you want to check out that interview, you can just go to youtube.com/Rich Eisen. And Roku will re-air this entire show. So if you miss that, you can go back and watch it anytime that you like.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
I'm jealous of Annika Sorenstam's sons, Jordan 4s. Just saying.
I didn't see them.
Are they pink, you said?
No, they're like Jordan 4 golf cleats. They're phenomenal.
Sick.
I need a pair.
Sick.
Bad.
You know, Rich has a game to call, guys. Should we get to your bit here?
On the phone, right?
Sorry.
Sorry, Rich.
Hey, good to see you. Hey, what's more likely? Let's go. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey, Rich, what's up? How's Cleveland?
Hey, you know, it's interesting with that Mike Tomlin drop. I've got a nugget here from my studies.
Oh.
That John Harbaugh has 24 career wins against Cleveland. That ties Mike Tomlin for the most ever, one behind Chuck Knoll. How about that?
How about that? Wow.
That's a nugget.
That's a nugget. What's on your mind? What do you got?
Hey, Rich, not sure if you're aware, but the Lions and Jets play each other on Sunday. What's more likely, the Lions make the playoffs or the Jets miss them?
What the hell's the matter with you? What's more likely? How about I'll give you.
No, you can't. You have to answer. Lions make the playoffs or Jets miss them.
But what if I think both happen?
Oh.
You know what if I think that the I'm looking at what the Lions are doing and how they're playing, and they're playing more consistently than the Jets are right now. I'm concerned that Zach Wilson still might not be the quarterback. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the fact that, you know, the Jets, don't have a tie break against New England, and they have the same record as them, whereas the Lions could have the same record as Seattle. They don't have a tie break against Seattle, but I don't think Seattle's making the playoffs the way they're playing right now. So I look at it both ways, and as much as I hope I'm wrong, I'll say both are going to happen. I say the Lions make it and the Jets miss it.
Wow.
What's more likely? You remember Chris Brockman's Christmas gift on Wednesday, or you accidentally forget it at home?
Oh, accidentally forget it at home. Yeah. A million percent. Run out without it.
I didn't see that on my list, so that's not an official topic.
Again, even though Brockman hates it when I don't give an answer specific to this, I'll say I purposely leave it at home.
Oh.
I purposely don't bring it.
Wow, that's cold. Wow. That's cold.
Karma's coming your way, Rich. Oh, hey, the second best game on Saturday, Rich, is Bills-Dolphins, of course. Browns-Ravens, number one, because you're calling it. What's more likely, Tua lights it up in the snow and a win, or the Bills and Josh Allen just blow them out?
Bills and Josh Allen just blow them out. But you knew the answer to that, right? Were you hoping me I go in the other direction?
Well, look, you're Mr. Tua's elite, so I was just wondering if you were going to back your play there, or is it another take that's gone bad for you in this season?
Oh, my
God. Wow.
I've had three mimosas. I can't be responsible for what I'm saying.
Honey, there's like another bottle in the fridge. I think I'm going to leave it in there.
All right. Miss Chris. No, I'll say it's more likely that Josh Allen and the Bills do their thing right now. That's what I'll say. That's more likely.
Chris just snorted into his microphone.
It's going to be so cold and so much snow in Buffalo. All right. What's more likely? Sorry, TJ. NFC East powerhouse to get got on the road, Eagles or Cowboys?
Cowboys. Absolutely. I think they get got on the road. I'm not going to choose them right now, but I think that it's more likely that the Cowboys get got on the road. Certainly if they show up thinking their 10 wins is good enough for an 11. So I'll say that. Although, as you know, having walked out the door yesterday, I am fascinated by Philadelphia and Chicago. But I think Jacksonville is currently playing better and is the better team and a better shot to knock off their NFC East visitor.
I mean, last week was the best Trevor Lawrence has ever looked. So, I mean, certainly they're moving in the right direction, Jacksonville.
Okay.
All right, next, 5-8 NFC South team to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Falcons or Panthers?
Every last one of us. the one most likely to keep their playoff alive, Falcons or Panthers. I'll go with the Panthers. I'll go with the team with the more veteran quarterback. I know we're seeing Brock Purdy show how it doesn't matter what your draft ranking is or your supposed greenness is supposed to do to hold you back. But I haven't seen Desmond Ridder take a single snap as a professional quarterback yet. And I like what the Panthers have done and are doing, and I will take Carolina for that right there.
Sam Darnold, you can't quit him, Rich.
I can't. The irony, the rich irony that Sam Darnold might prevent Todd Bowles from winning a division title with Tom Brady, of all people. I mean, that is the weirdest Mad Lib a Jet fan could possibly conjure up.
It's been the weirdest season ever. It's just been such a bizarre year.
How many Mad Libs did you do as a kid? Were you like, because you always say that. It's that Mad Lib that I wasn't expecting.
No, it is a Mad Lib. Like, what better way to say that it's just, it's a script that you can't figure out because the names are so crazy in them. That's the way it works. I only go proper nouns. I don't usually do the adjective, you know?
Do kids today do Mad Libs? Do they even know what it is? I'm going to tweet that out. Do you know what a Mad Lib is?
Our kids know what it is because we gave it to them.
Yeah, we did. And then what was so annoying was we didn't realize how annoying Mad Libs were. We thought they were great when we were kids. Our kids would put the same thing in and, like, you know, put it in a body part and laugh their tushes off. But then they weren't that much fun.
Exactly. If we just continued this analogy, just for instance, in that Mad Lib I just came up with, it's just like, who would have thought that poop would prevent poop from winning the poop? Like, that's basically what our children do with it.
People hear Mad Lib and they think Keith Olbermann. That's all. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
What else you got?
Did you hear that? That Keith got suspended from Twitter, Rich? I just learned that.
I know. I heard it.
There was a lot going on last night. Hey, Rich.
What else you got?
What's more likely to be the seventh seed in the AFC after this week, Patriots or Chargers?
I'll go Patriots. They're currently there in it. And I think they have a winnable game against the Vegas Raiders as opposed to the Chargers with the Titans, who are going to tighten up at some point, I would imagine. So I'll go with your past, Chris.
Chargers 3-point favorite at home. I don't know how many Titans fans are making
the
trip.
All the Patriots have to do is win. All the Patriots have to do is just win. That's it. And they stay in it. You know, the Chargers need the Patriots to lose, and they have to win. And the Jets winning is obviously very important in terms of the win-loss, but it doesn't add anything to the major tiebreaker of conference tiebreak because they're playing an NFC team. So Patriots win, they stay in the spot. So I'll just choose them.
Sneaky interesting game in Tampa on Sunday. Bengals, Bucks. Who's the more likely quarterback to throw for 302 plus tutties in a win, Burrow or Brady?
What's your definition of sneaky? The fact that the whole country's watching it and Nance and Romo are calling it? Like, what's so sneaky about it?
It's sneaky that I think a lot of people think the Bengals are just going to blow them out, and I don't necessarily think that's the case.
I don't know if they'll blow them out, but I think they're going to win this football game, and I'm taking Burrow in it. I'm all in on them. I'm glad that I never jumped ship on them at 0-2, since you say all my takes are terrible.
That's not what I said. Misrepresentation.
Okay. So I didn't jump ship on them at 0-2. Talked about how people are sleeping on them during the hell going on month of March all the way up to now. I'm not jumping on them. I'll say Burrow.
Wow, so you didn't get the memo about not picking against Tom Brady.
I care about you.
No, I mean, it's not, you know, I don't think Brady's, you know, working that magic that Brady still clearly has. I think the circumstances he can't overcome. I mean, he himself said that the season is yeah, but. He's the yeah, and there's a lot of but. And sometimes he's also the but, you know? And I know I sound like our kids' Mad Libs now, but it's the truth, you know? Like, that's what's going on. So I'll take Burrow.
Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Did you call Tom Brady a butt? I'm just want to make sure that I clip this.
He has
a butt chin.
The butt. The one T butt. That's what he sometimes provided.
Susie, it's beautiful.
I'm sorry. Wait, I just got distracted. What?
He looks amazing.
He does.
A last one, Rich. A little cross-pollination here on Sunday. What's more likely, more goals scored in the World Cup final or total touchdowns in Sunday Night Football? Giants. Oh, sorry. I just woke up from how boring this game's going to be. Wow. Commanders.
That's a great one, Chris.
Now just so you know, Rich, there were four touchdowns in the tie a couple weeks ago, Commanders Giants.
Okay.
And of course we got Messi and Mbappe in the final Sunday morning World Cup.
Okay. I'm going to go Now, again, is this regulation? If there's overtime, what are we talking in regulation?
Those goals count. So I'm going to go regular time and extra time. Total goals scored.
I will go. I will say there will be more touchdowns in Sunday Night Football.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you're feeling like 2-1 final in the World Cup then, huh?
I've got one for you on this construct. Okay, I just thought of this. Here we go. Mike Del Tufo, you got to be involved in this.
Okay.
What is
you got
the highest?
Mike's away.
Okay. Which total will be higher? Offensive points by the Cleveland Browns in the game I call tomorrow. Total stoppage time in the World Cup final.
First half and second half?
First half, second half. Stoppage time.
I'm going points by the Browns.
Wow.
I like that. Great question. Mike?
Yeah, because I think there's going to be six. I think there's at least six per half, if not more, in the final.
Okay.
So you think Browns can score at least two touchdowns, right?
Yeah. I take that over.
The Browns have had only one offensive touchdown since Watson came back.
Oh.
In two games.
So that's six.
Mike Hoskins says stoppage time.
Stoppage time. Take the stoppage time.
Sometimes stoppage time can get up there 8, 9, 10 minutes.
Yeah, we've seen 10 minutes before.
We've seen 10 minutes.
You're the Rich Eisen Show stoppage time expert. What do you got?
Great question.
Take the stoppage time.
I'm putting this out as a poll.
Take the stoppage time.
There you go.
Take the stoppage time.
There you go. I would take stoppage time too, because as we know, if the Browns towards the end of this game have about 14 points offensively, the referees, when their time's up, not going to say, well, the Browns have an opportunity to score again. Let's give them the time to see it play out. In the same way, the officials will do that for a set piece in World Cup soccer.
Wouldn't you think there'd be more substitutions, though, in a World Cup final?
It's possible. If there's a penalty kick, if there's a lot more flopping, there could be. I'd say another reason you go stoppage time, but we'll check our work on Monday. I like it. I love this stuff.
That's true. And also, Rich, you know, if it goes to extra time, there's stoppage time in each half of extra time.
Yes. No, this is regulation.
Regulation stoppage time. Okay.
He went regulation.
Who would be a more successful player in the National Football League, Messi or Mbappe?
Ooh. Mm. What's their height? What's
kind
their
of flipped what I did.
Who's got stats? Who's got stats?
Messi's like 5'8". Hold on.
Messi's not. I think Mbappe's taller, isn't he?
I'd go Mbappe. Messi's probably. I don't know.
Mbappe's 5'10". Messi's like 5'8".
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, Mbappe looks like 6'1".
I thought he was bigger. I thought he was 6'2", 6'1", which is big for a soccer player. A footballer.
Okay, so Messi 5'7".
So it's more stoppage time than Browns' offensive points, right?
Okay, so pick six does not count.
And more Washington Commanders, Giants touchdowns combined than World Cup
goals
on Sunday in the final. Very good.
Love it.
I love it.
And that's our preview of the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. What are you most looking forward to in your game, Rich? What are you interested in seeing?
Oh, I am interested. I don't know. I just want points, Suze. Genuinely concerned. I'm not going to see points. The Ravens' defense is out of its skull. The Browns love to run it. The Ravens can stop it. You know, Watson has not looked anything but rusty so far. I just want points. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for points and to see if Kurt's showing up with that shiny jacket. He's still keeping that under wraps. I don't know yet.
Do you think Brenda picked that out for him?
Great question.
Yes.
What do you
think? It would go with her hair. She would look great in it.
Dudes, what do you think?
I don't think that. What? He looks like a Raider. Doesn't he?
I think it was her choosing it, but.
Also, I think he got paintboxed. They're showing a shot of him, and his face looks a little paintboxed there. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I'll ask him. I'll give you the answer.
I hope that nobody puts out a meme with anything that you're wearing. That's all I'm just going to say. I'm going to leave it at that, okay?
All right.
Have a great time, Rich.
Have fun, Rich.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. I'll keep the seat warm, Rich. And he's gone. Probably Probably for the best. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing, to be your own boss, to steer your own success, and blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set. To help you follow your own passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, and check out all of those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list, own a Mercedes Sprinter van, and it lets you live, work, and play out your dreams, no matter how far off the beaten path they'll take you. And with 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize, and now available in an all-wheel drive, a Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Do not wait to unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, when we come back, you know, he loves, loves, loves a cold weather game. Because when I think of Michael Irvin, I think of snow. I think of a freezing cold, cold tundra.
You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. As the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone? Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that still doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Audible has everything you love listening to and more. It's the home of storytelling. There's no better place to find all the stories your imagination craves, like the hottest new releases of the year. Audiobooks, exclusive originals, and popular podcasts, including The Rich Eisen Show, they're all on Audible. Whatever you're in the mood for, Audible has an incredible selection of audio entertainment for you to choose from. Maybe you want to get the real story behind your favorite team's winning streak. Maybe you want to hear celebrities talk about their lives and careers. Or maybe you could use some pro hacks on how to better your business, better your relationships, or just get better sleep. And there's knockout performances from your A-list entertainers and comedians, too. The best part is you get to have it all, because with Audible, there are thousands of included titles that you can listen to all you want, and more get added every single week. So come to the home of storytelling and try it for free for 30 days. You can sign up right now at audible.com.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. It's a multi-mimosa Friday. I think TJ Jefferson, did you refill your glass in time for a little gospel from you?
Yeah, we have a little bit of the wine, and I just need some of the bread, and we'll be good.
I think we're going to call an audible. Michael Irvin is meant to call in momentarily, but until we hear from Michael coming off of that segment, let's get to you and do some fantasy gospel.
Rise up! The fantasy church is open! Yes, I didn't come here to preach to you today, and I came in a little bit early, so you know what we say, Susie, we stay ready, so we ain't gotta get ready. Brother Brockman,
hey.
Brother Del Tufo,
hey,
Sister Susie, Sister Cece in the back, we want to get you ready for those fantasy playoffs, and I'm gonna let you
preach.
Know who's gonna lead you to the land, that promised land of fantasy glory. Yes, indeed. Now let's start. Week 15. Now we got the playoffs going, Chris.
Playoffs.
And these decisions are going to either win some playoff matchups or lose some playoff matchups.
Yeah,
so I'm exactly there, Brother Mora. So I'm hoping Brother Jefferson can lead you down the path of righteousness. And I'm going to tell you right now that these players should be sitting next to you on Sunday in the pew. Make sure they're getting their tithes and offerings to the church, though. Don't forget about that. David Carr. Got David Carr against the Patriots. And Derek Carr. Let's start that again. Derek Carr. And Chris, what does Bill Belichick do better than any coach in the National Football League?
Jacks up quarterbacks, man.
He takes away the thing you love the most, right? Whatever
player you love the most, he's going to make sure that person has an awful day. Therefore, I'm thinking Devontae Adams is going to be in for a rough Sunday. And so therefore, I think Derek Carr might be in for a rough night against the Patriots. I'd say start, sit Derek. I don't know why I keep calling him David. I'm sorry about that. Then we got Gabriel Davis. He's hit or miss. Brockman and I have him on our fantasy team, right? And Rich does too. You don't ever know what you're going to get out of Gabe Davis, man. He's got 11 PPR points and or less in four games in a row right now, and he's been held to under 40 yards receiving in three consecutive games. So I'd say if you have a better option, sit him. And brother Cordero Patterson, look, I have him as well. The Saints haven't allowed a rushing touchdown since week 9, and only two backs have scored more than 10 PPR points against them over the span. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 9, so if you have a better option, I'd say use him and sit Mr. Patterson. Now for the players who will hopefully lead you to that promised land of milk and honey. Donovan Peoples-Jones, and I bring him up because Rich is calling this game, right? He had 12 targets last week for 112 yards. Now, the thing is, four of Deshaun Watson's five deep balls that he threw went to DPJ, right? So remember how much that Watson loved Ill Will Fuller downfield? All right, let's kind of insert DPJ into that spot. Take a chance, man, because I have a feeling that he could see something magical happen on Sunday. And plus, you know, Rich is on the call, so you know something's good gonna come of it. Brother Chris Moore, Texans against the Chiefs. Look, he had 10 catches for a buck 24 against the Cowboys last week, and six receivers have scored at least 14 points, PPR points, Chris. That's also pretty important if you are in a PPR system. 14 PPR points against that Chiefs D. So take a chance on Chris Moore, man, because it's always around this time of the year, Chris, where that guy you don't think of is going to come out and he's going to win you a fantasy playoff
game. For
real,
no doubt about it.
You know what I'm saying? And Dante Foreman. Against the Steelers, the Panthers running back, look, Steelers have allowed an RB to score at least 18 points in three of their past four games. You know, Hubbard's still there, but I think Foreman is the RB1, and they trust him in close games. So I'd say go with Foreman on that one. And now, man, the head or gut pick. This is the pick where you either look at the stats in front of you and go with that, or you dig deep down into your gut and say, I believe. This is tough because this man has let me down all season. I have him on my team. But for some weird reason, I just have a feeling about Alvin Kamara.
Oh,
wow.
He's kind of been a disappointment this year, but I'm telling you what, the Falcons have allowed a running back to score at least 18 PPR points in six of the past seven games. Now, he scored 9 points or less in four of his past five, and he doesn't have a touchdown since week 8. So you're probably thinking, Brother Jefferson, what are you thinking? I don't know. Sometimes you just have to do it, right? You just got to reach down deep and go with your gut. And something tells me that Brother Alvin is going to show improve this week. And then just a couple guys to pick up if you have room on your roster. I think that they could help you win a fantasy playoff game or two. That's Pierre Strong of the Patriots, Chris. Running back, especially if Ramondre's hurt. Zay Jones of the Jags. Look, him and T. Lawrence have a little combo going. He might be worth stashing. And Elijah Moore of the Jets. Now, I wrote this yesterday before the news came out about the Jets quarterback situation. Didn't have enough time to change it, but it doesn't matter. I think Mike White's coming back in a week. So, yeah. Elijah Moore, he might be a guy who can help get you over that fantasy hump. And brothers and sisters, I wish you all the best in your playoffs. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let us play. Yes, indeed.
Does your voice hurt when you do that?
Nah, because I don't do it the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. When I first start to do it, Rich is like, that's a lot over 5 minutes. So I kind of learned to adjust.
Because it's the adjusting, I think, is the best part. I like it when you go heavy, heavy, and then just talk to like a regular TJ.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes it more fun.
Amen. You got skills, sister, brother. I just called you brother. I don't know why I called you brother, Susie.
It hurts to think about it. Like,
sister Susie, thank you. I don't know. Brother Jefferson sitting on here sipping on some devil's juice. I don't know if I'm supposed to
it be. It is the devil's juice, yeah. But it's a Friday, and it's a holiday weekend. So Friday, I feel like, yeah. You know. Is it a holiday weekend? Actually, I think I just made that up.
No, it's not a holiday weekend.
Every weekend is a holiday weekend.
Every day is a winding road.
Yeah. You Every day is a winding road. It's called the 405, but whatever. Michael Irvin, we're going to try to get him on for the last segment of this show as we head towards the 12 o'clock hour on the West Coast, 3 o'clock on the East Coast, wherever you take in this Rich Eisen show, here on Roku, on YouTube, what name you, whatever it is that you take in this show. We're just glad that you did. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, right? You take the A off the top of that, right?
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you. What are your plans for the weekend, Brockman?
Are you coming to my house and dropping your kid? Cage. It's possible. Sarah's performing in Reno this weekend with Daniel Tosh. So it's just a boys' day at the house on Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know. We'll probably watch a little football. Might come over to your house. Not sure. TJ might come over.
Never know.
You never know. So we're just kind of hanging out, surviving.
So this might be like a Vito's Pizza kind of weekend where you just come over and drop your kids and eat stuff and then...
And leave.
And let your kids watch Cage the way you and I drink and watch games.
Yeah, because the way I look at it is this is a win-win scenario because my kids love Cage and they like to be the older kids and take care of. And by Saturday afternoon, nobody wants to be with their kids, right? And there's no games this weekend.
So
there's
put
no
the kids
tourneys.
Together.
Yeah. What happens? Two dogs, four kids, three pizzas. It's perfect. I brought some fudge for you guys.
Nope.
This is from my childhood candy shop, from Aunt Leia's Fudge on Nantucket, Massachusetts, on the island. This is a great stocking stuffer. If you're really worried about what stocking stuffer to do, I brought this for you, Chris, because it is Green Monster Fudge.
Oh,
ready for
yes.
this? Look at this. Come over here and smell this.
All right, well, let's go to break. Maybe we can get Irv to call.
No.
I don't want to like...
We're going to go to break in a second.
I don't want to be away from the mic.
Hey, this is my seat. I'm calling the shots.
There's a mic up there.
Here I come.
I'm just saying to you, guys, we're going to have, in the next segment, a taste test, because I brought Christopher the Green Monster for any of your last-minute stocking stuffer problems. You just go to Aunt Leia's Fudge in Nantucket, and look at this. Ready? Let's try this. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Right?
It tastes like mint chocolate.
When's the last time you had fudge? TJ,
like
get over here and try
ice cream.
I'm not a big fudge fan.
You got to try it. You got to try it. Come on. Bring it over to Mikey. Bring him some. CeCe, come try this. Because what other sports show do you watch that tells you where to get your stocking stuffers? Because honestly, I'm at that time.
Stuffer.
I'm at that time in the season where I've got three kids, 7 days plus, that they're like, you know, Christmas, too. So it's like we got to, I'm into stocking stuff.
Down to crunch time, too. It's December 16th.
Yeah.
We got 9 days before the big day.
CeCe. Yeah.
If you celebrate. So it's like go time. You got to really make some last minute tough decisions.
No, tough decisions. I'm trying to get Michael Irvin on the phone while texting to get stocking stuffers. This is a very complicated
situation.
Well,
we call Irv. I think it's a number he doesn't recognize or doesn't answer. So you got to let him know that we're calling.
I'll call him.
Isn't it delicious?
God, I have to do everything.
For
it's
real,
crazy.
It's like a chocolate version of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
It's phenomenal. Also, for all of you Roku executives, this is basically a little preview on what you're getting for Christmas.
Shout out Roku Joe.
I'm just saying. Chocolate-covered cranberries. This is my kind of crack, right? I'm not a fudge person, but see this right here? This is heaven in a box.
Okay, Pookie.
Yeah, I think we have a new segment here. Susie's stocking stuffers.
It's heaven in a box.
It's heaven in a box.
So hopefully, Michael Irvin, sneaky good games. Mike, I'm struggling. I've really had a bad 2 weeks. I got to bounce back. Yeah. We're sneaky good games. Let's do this. Are we going to break?
We're going to break. Sneaky good games
after
this.
Let's go to break. Michael
Irvin.
Let's
go to break.
Maybe.
When we're back, we're gonna try to find the
maybe
playmaker.
Michael Irvin.
I'm going to find him for you.
Let me call him real quick.
Why don't you do that? Much more Rich Eisen show when we come back.
Irv, it's TJ. Where are you at?
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food, the sweet, salty snack you need this holiday season. Air Pop Popcorn, tossed in delicious white cheddar cheese or mixed with sweet caramel and cheddar. It's the perfect snack for your smart holiday party. Shop now at snacks.com.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster, we are here for you closing out this Friday. I'm looking for AutoZone. Hold on.
AutoZone.
You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone. That's a good jingle. You know the jingle that my kids love? You know the
1-877 cars for
kids. Don't get me started. It makes me so angry.
A-A-R-S cars for kids.
That makes me so angry.
That makes everybody angry. Spelling. That's why I love it.
Like, so now we're going to laud kids who can't spell over cars for kids? I don't like it. My kids love, and I think I like it too. It's really annoying. You know the new BK jingle? The have it your way. That one? At Burger King now. No, come on. You know that one. It's on all the NBA games. Have it your way. It's like some guy. You know, how do you not know this, TJ? You're letting me down.
I usually fast forward through commercials.
Oh, God. See, I don't know how to do that. Do you know what happened yesterday? I had to watch the game. The kids were not in the house. I had to text Rich in Cleveland to ask him how to use the Apple TV mic, what's it called? The clicker?
Remote.
The remote.
And he was so irritated. He's like, Susie, come on. So I wrote back. Do you think this helps any? It was like a pseudo fight via text. But I don't know how to turn on the Apple TV and find the Amazon, you know, stuff. Whatever it's called, the
Prime Video.
That's the one. So honestly, I had to wait for Cooper to get home because I was apparently didn't turn on the audio situation correctly. I literally had to wait for my 11-year-old to get home to put on the TV. That was great. It was a winning moment in my life. But hey, man, I'm here.
Hey, so guys, TJ, I know you think Odell's signing with the Cowboys, right? Jerry Jones has made it known for weeks that he really wants Odell on the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, as you said earlier, it's not official, so I don't know what's going on.
You know, he's told USA Today last night that it's basically done or close to done, even if it's just for a playoff game or two.
Look, Chris, I haven't gone out and made a jersey yet, so.
Not yet. I mean, so like 10 minutes ago, Odell just tweeted this out. All weapons formed against me got a chance. Anyone want to interpret that? Any idea what that means? Is that a rap lyric, TJ?
It might be. All weapons formed against me got a chance. I don't... Because, you know, the saying is no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Okay.
So...
Is this a spin on that?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So what does he mean?
Oh,
Susie. All weapons formed against me got a jam? I found got a jam.
In a song lyric?
Drake. Oh. And 21 Savage, Hours in Silence lyrics. Okay. All weapons formed against me got a jam. I mean, this is going to sound like a 50-year-old reading this.
Could we be more white?
Brought you round the dogs.
The thing is, I'm not, and I don't get
treat
it.
You like the fam. Do I really want to go here?
No, probably not.
Nope.
So anyway, Odell's tweeting out. We got Jerry Jones making news that he wants Odell. It's basically done, but not quite done. We want him for a playoff game or two, but it's mostly about next year. And then Odell's tweeting out some cryptic stuff. So maybe there's some news to come later today or this weekend. But maybe Odell to the Cowboys.
Mark my words. Jerry Jones does not like. Everyone talking about the Niners and the Eagles. He is saying right now, we're in this. I like it. I like it. It's a bold move. I'm all here
for it.
You're
all in on Odell to the Cowboys,
I am all in on Odell to the Cowboys. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Dallas. You're welcome.
Welcome to the party, pal. I just don't know. I think when it comes to Odell, I think him not wanting to work out for teams is a sign. And I just think to me it's maybe he's not 100%. He's not all the way back yet. Maybe he could make an impact in a playoff game, TJ, for what, like 10, 15 play? Is he on a play count?
Hey, Chris, sometimes one play is all it takes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally. And also you got to look at it past just this year. If they do sign him, or whatever team signs him, I'm sure is going to be looking to having fully healthy Odell next year as well. And you're probably going to get him at a favorable price. I would imagine, you know, I don't know about contracts. We're not numbers guys here, but I would assume that this is also a move for the future. So whoever gets him is probably looking long-term, not just this season, but obviously these teams are in win now mode. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I feel like this is a bold move for him, for Jerry Jones. I think Odell Beckham Jr., it's a perfect personality for there. I mean, he is loading up. I mean, let's just say what it is. He's loading up for this big win.
I mean, yeah, we got James Washington came back, and then we just signed T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y., yep.
And now if Odell comes in, I mean,
Because everyone was saying, well, they're not going to go after him because they just signed T.Y. Hilton. Well, why not? Sometimes more is more.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
More is better, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, at this point in the season, it's you're either loading to win or you're waiting for next year. And Jerry Jones is not a wait for next year kind of guy.
True that, true that.
And he has told us on this show that he wants a fourth Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Championship more than anything in this entire world.
Susie, he did. I'm pretty sure you probably never saw Half Baked, but he did his Sir Smoke a Lot impression where he called in and he's literally like, God, if you're listening, help. Like, he wants.
Did he really?
He said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, after the second one, he asked the Lord that if he gave him a third one, he never asked for anything else. And now at this point, he's like, well, I know what I said before, but. So he's putting it out there. He's working all angles.
Rich and I have been so lucky. Rich has been with NFL Network for, I don't know, the dawn of time. And
20 years, I think
20
he
years.
Says. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. I should know this because it's our anniversary. Same thing. Mm-hmm. So happy anniversary. And but every year we get the greatest Christmas ornament from the Jones family.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And it is so beautiful. And I'm going to ask me, stop me if you're surprised here, okay?
Okay.
It's huge. It's as big as our tree, and I love a Christmas tree, and it is the most beautiful thing. So I feel like Jerry only knows go big or go home.
Yeah.
I think this is the perfect acquisition.
For sure, if the acquisition actually is acquired.
Well, let's just talk about it like it's a fait accompli at this point. I mean, we've got a Twitter. We've got a tweet.
We got a tweet.
And we have a Jerry.
We don't know what it means.
We got a Jerry soundbite.
We have a Jerry soundbite. That's good enough for me. That to me
is
like
done.
That's like, that's legal tender, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
I'm still not going to allow myself to get my hopes up until something official comes out. But it's nice to, you know, play the game and hope, you know, that it happens.
Is number 3 available for you guys, TJ? I'm looking up the Dallas
number
Cowboy roster.
I believe Brett Maher wears number 3.
Ah, so what number is Odell going to wear?
Well, can't a player...
Gallup has 13, so that's gone. Maybe one? No? Yeah, one I think might be available.
One is Kelvin Joseph.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see. You said Brett Maher wears?
But sometimes a player will say... Sometimes a player will say, take the number, because you're who you are. I mean, so if you want to win and you're a Cowboy and he comes in, wouldn't you say...
Yeah, not you can't change in the middle of the season.
You can't change in season. It's just before.
Anthony Brown is 3 for you guys.
Okay, I don't believe. Yeah, you can't change in the middle because remember, Chris, there was that whole thing about if you change your number, you got to pay, you got to buy the jerseys that are already printed, and that's that's a big mess. So, yeah.
I was saying Michael Gallup's 13. I don't know what number Odell would wear.
Look, you know the numbers are irrelevant at this point. Just put pen to paper, and then we can.
Number 8 seems like you'd be wearing number 8. Maybe.
Sneaky good games. Let's close out this show with some sneaky good games.
I need some vibes, guys.
Let's go, Brockman.
Here's Chris Brockman with sneaky good games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
As always, thank you to Tom Brokaw. Mike, we're struggling. 1-3 each of the last 2 weeks. After such a hot start. I was on fire. I was, 14 games over 500 or something? I was killing it. We've hit a bump in the road, TJ, but look.
Let's go.
There's 4 weeks left in the regular season, and then we got playoffs. We know we'll dominate playoffs. Let's go into the playoffs strong. All right, I like Buffalo. Look, it's going to be snowing. It's going to be cold. The Dolphins don't have enough bench heaters to keep those butts warm. To have a chance on Saturday in Buffalo.
Tua's seen snow, though.
I'm going to... He ain't seen Western New York snow.
No, I know.
I'm going to lay the 7 and take the Bills. Cincinnati and Tampa, the Bucks. We've seen them play. They can't score points. I love Tom Brady. They might even win this game. But it's going to be under 45. I like under the total in Tampa. The Patriots getting points in Vegas, DJ? Come on.
What?
Pats are hot. We're going to stay the 7th seed. Give me New England to win the game outright. And Kansas City and Houston, I think the Texans showed TJ last week against Dallas that anything is possible. This is a 14-point spread. I don't want to do that. I'm going to root for offense in this game. KC might score 50 by themselves. Who knows? But I think Houston gets enough on the board to push this over the total, 49.5. KC Houston going over, and we're going 4-0 this week. Let's go.
Well,
Susie, thoughts?
I want to know.
Do you have any idea what I just said?
No, I was basically buying stocking stuffers during that last segment. Is that wrong? I'm just being honest. I mean,
not wrong.
Some of that stuff, it's like the music comes on, you start to drone, you start to just tune out. I was just busy buying sweatpants for Cooper.
What kind?
Champion.
Nice.
Red. I got him.
Champion's back.
Yeah, I got him a sweet Celtics warm-up set. Nice. I mean, like, all Cooper wants to do is wear sweats that have Celtics stuff on them. Green, black, you name it, he is so fired up.
He's down for comfort. I like that.
Yep. So
he's 11. He doesn't know better.
By the way, I can't get my kids out of sweat stuff. I think this is like the post-COVID thing. It's like, thank God they don't go to a school with a uniform, because today was pajama day for Taylor. And I said, when isn't it pajama day? I mean, forget it. It's just a joke. So yes, thanks for that great segment.
You got it.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm sure it was great. And if you want to watch that segment, you can watch it back on Roku, because they re-air right here on Roku. And it's so great because you can actually know what Chris Brockman had to say. I'm just saying. What's your Christmas present, TJ, football-wise? What do you want to see under your tree Christmas Day?
Oh, TJ.
I mean, are we looking into the future, or is it just something that for right now?
Well, isn't it like, okay, it's today the 16th. What's today?
The
16th.
So we have that 16 minus 25 minus 16. Yeah, we've got 9 days.
9 days. Eight plus days.
I think the only Christmas gift I want is for all of my many teams just to stay healthy.
Yep.
All of my many teams.
Get everybody to stay. You know, I need a healthy Embiid. I need a healthy Harden. I need Maxey to get healthy for the Sixers. I need Kawhi and Paul George to stay healthy. You know, I need Justin Verlander and Scherzer to take a swig out of the fountain of youth. You know, that's what I need.
You see, Verlander was at a $45,000 a week. No, 450, something crazy. They were at some house in St. Bart's this week for, like, I think it was something like $450,000 for the week.
I mean, they rich.
Why would he go from the Astros, who are basically guaranteed to make the World Series every year, to the Mets, who don't even get home playoff games?
Maybe his wife wanted to live in New York City.
You can live in New York City when he's done playing.
True.
It's not going. New York City's been around for a long time. It's not going anywhere.
It's still there, in case you were wondering. What is your Christmas wish, Chris Brogman?
My Christmas
wish.
First of all,
don't disrespect the Metropolitans either. All right.
We got a minute to go. What's your Christmas wish?
I want the Celtics and Bruins to both win their championships, because I have a parlay ticket with that, and that would be a nice payout for me.
Mikey, what do you got, babe?
Peace on earth.
There you go.
That's like the Steve Martin segment, right? And I want all the children of the world.
I want all the money for me. I want to go.
Wait. Total power, right?
I want absolute power.
Absolute power.
I want all the money. And then I want all the children. Very funny skit.
The Saturday Night Live Steve Martin and Martin Short was laugh out loud.
I haven't seen it. I haven't recorded.
Oh,
I haven't watched
God,
it yet.
Oh, my God. It's so great. Well, just like you can watch this show again on Roku or on YouTube, you can actually go and watch Saturday Night Live. But all I want for Christmas is you.
Hey, Susan. Hey, great.
The Rich Eisen Show.
We had fun today.
I know. It was a good one.
It's
all
a
I
treat.
Want for Christmas is the Rich Eisen Show audience.
It's
taking
a treat.
This in.
Susie, I always say that. It's a treat when players meet.
Thanks to everybody who called in. Have a great
weekend.
Yeah,
we love having the calls.
Enjoy the World Cup. Enjoy NFL weekend.
Thanks for everybody who makes this show happen. And for all of you who take it in, it is much appreciated. Happy holidays to everyone out there from the Rich Eisen Show.
You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. As the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone? Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that still doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.